This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. France is to toughen coronavirus controls, imposing a curfew in Paris and eight other cities in step with restrictions across the continent. With over 1 million coronavirus deaths and nearly 40 million cases worldwide, regions like Europe that suppressed the first outbreak are again facing tough choices on how to control a new wave without economically destructive national lockdowns. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders to end fierce clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says he made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The fighting in the region raises threats of a wider escalation. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Russian attempt to broker a ceasefire, just outbreak of hostilities over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in more than a quarter century, has failed to get any traction, with rivals Azerbaijan and Armenia trading blame for new attacks. The failure of the truce that was supposed to begin Saturday reflects the uncompromising position of the two South Caucasus nations that have stymied decades of diplomatic efforts. The escalation of fighting raises the spectre of a wider conflict that could draw in Russia and Turkey and threaten Caspian Sea energy exports. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Longtime foes Lebanon and Israel launched unprecedented talks Wednesday over their disputed sea border in a brief meeting which the lead Lebanese negotiator described as the first step on a 1,000-mile journey. The talks were mediated by the United States. This is VOA News. In the Senate, U.S. Senate's final round of questioning, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is telling skeptical Democrats she'd keep an open mind in rulings. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Like yesterday, Barrett's refusing to give details about how she'd approach landmark cases on health care, abortion, and issues like voting rights.
I would, of course, have an open mind about it.
Still, Democrats tried to pin her down, like when Patrick Leahy asked about President Trump's view that he can pardon himself.
It's not one on which I can offer a view.
The GOP-led Senate's racing toward quickly confirming Barrett, whom Lindsey Graham calls a trailblazer for female conservatives.
And she's going to the court.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is encouraging Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in what would be a huge boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms, Bahrain, which tightly coordinates its forces. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates on September 15th signed the so-called Abraham Accords with Israel at the White House. A NASA commentator confirms a trio of space travelers docked with the International Space Station Wednesday, using a fast-track maneuver to reach the orbiting outpost in just 3 hours.
Soyuz MS-17 safely arrived at the International Space Station, made contact with the space station at docking port on the Rosvet module at 3:48 a.m. Central, while the two vehicles were flying 261 miles above the Mediterranean Sea.
They joined the station's NASA commander and Russian cosmonauts, who have been aboard the complex since April. AP's Nicole Winfield reports a Vatican trial has begun over sex abuse at the Pope's youth seminary.
In the Vatican's criminal tribunal against two priests. One is accused of sexually abusing an altar boy in the Vatican's youth seminary, and the other is accused of covering it up. It is believed to be the first time that such a trial is taking place inside the Vatican's criminal tribunal. Usually such cases are handled according to the church's canon law.
That is AP's Nicole Winfield reporting. The Afghan government says two military helicopters evacuating wounded soldiers from fighting in southern Afghanistan collided on Wednesday, killing 9 people on board. Afghanistan's defense ministry says the collision was due to technical issues. Kyrgyzstan's president accepted the appointment Wednesday of a political opponent as prime minister, but immediately defied him by refusing to step down until a new election could be held. A popular uprising. Via remote from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.